1332, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. We do it thanks to Bundy Juice. Nice to have you along this morning, 17 to 9. Well, no doubt this gentleman has a big smile on his face. Here's the chairman for Bundaberg Rugby League, Mike Ireland. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great to be a Queenslander, mate.
What did you make of the game last night?
Fantastic, mate. Fantastic. Look, you've got to take your hat off to the 15 players that played for Queensland, and I mean 15 because obviously the two guys that were replaced after 2 or 3 minutes, but also we've got to remember New South Wales lost a player earlier as well. But, mate, it was a gutsy performance, and look, I mean, against all the odds, I think they started at $3.50, and I think people don't, from down south, don't understand. That's the spirit in that Queensland side. I don't care who they put out there. And look, you've got to take your hat off to the coaching staff and that, but yeah, to win against all the odds after what happened in game two and without Munster and that, I think it's just it just shows you the they just lifted Suncorp Stadium, and I mean to have 50,000, probably I'd say 45,000 would be Queenslanders cheering them on. I mean they were never going to get beaten after, you know, probably after about 15 or 20 minutes. You could see they were committed and their defence was outstanding, and that certainly got them home. I think their defence in the first half, and then in the second half, they defended what down on their line very well. So congratulations, mate, to the Queenslanders, and we can all wear maroon today. And I see the Sydney Harbour Bridge has got to be, the lights have got to be turned on maroon. So isn't that great?
It is good. And, of course, as you mentioned there about the Perth game and New South Wales taking that really big win, and then, of course, the news that Munster was out with COVID, and yeah, there were some other changes as well. And you mentioned there about New South Wales being the odds on. But the interesting stat out of all that, and I don't mind my stats, Mike, is that New South Wales hadn't won Game 3 to win a series since 2005. And they were going in as favourites. But yeah, well done to Queensland and taking the win. And a lot of people this morning are no doubt having a big smile on their face. Now, turn our attention, Mike, if we can, to last week in our local rugby league. What happened there? A big result and a surprise. Well, I say surprising. I didn't think it would be that big of a result.
No, look, at round 14 last weekend, we had out at Solder Ovals, Waves Tigers 40 defeated Wallaroos 8, and we expected that because, as I said many weeks ago, that Wallaroos are struggling in 2022, but that game was pretty well predictable. East 26 defeated Brothers 16. Harvey Bay 60 defeated West 0. Now, West had a lot of players out last week, and they did have a lot of their under-18s up playing in A grade, right. So they won that pretty well. And very interesting now, with a look at our points table, we've got Waves Tigers on 21, Harvey Bay 17, Brothers 13, East 12, West 11, Wallaroos 4. So with two rounds to go, remembering that we've got round 15 this week, then we've got to play round 6 next week after this week. So we've got two rounds to go. You would expect Waves Tigers to be minor premiers. They're 4 points ahead, and I don't think they can, with their for and against, is a lot better than Harvey Bay. So even if they lost their next two games and Harvey Bay won their next two games, that Waves Tigers would be minor premiers. So that means they'll play on the NRL day. They'll be playing in the major semi-final, Waves Tigers, and have to see who they'll play, of course, with still a couple of rounds to go. But this weekend out at Solder Oval, mate, at 4:30, we've got Brothers up against Waves Tigers. And very interesting last week. I thought Brothers might defeat East last week, but East have got a couple of new Fijians playing for them, and they certainly lifted them last week. So Brothers played well, but I think this week against Waves Tigers, I'd have to go for Waves Tigers to win that. And at 6:30 out of Solder Oval, we've got East up against West. I'd expect East to win that one. And down at Estale Park in Maribor, you've got the Fraser Coast Derby there. You've got Wallaroos up against Harvey Bay, and you'd expect Harvey Bay to win that one and probably win that one quite well down there.
It's what's happening in the latest round of the Bundaberg Broadcasters Rugby League. And, Mike, really do appreciate your time this morning.
No worries at all, mate. Have a good week. And just keep that maroons on for the next week, eh?
Oh, look, I've got it sitting beside me, that is for sure.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you, mate. You take care.
Good on you.
Bye-bye. That is Mike Ireland, the chairman for Bundaberg Rugby League, joining us on 1332 4BU. Very soon, Brendan's out and about in the 4BU Mystery Machine for Cheshire Machinery, your local car chip professional dealer. So we'll find out where he is soon on 1332 4BU.